Right now, we want to go to California. Thomas is on the line with us. Thomas, welcome to the show. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, right now we're having some good weather.
Good.
So we're expecting a storm.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm in the Central Valley of California, Lower Sierra, Nevada. I've got a ramp that someone installed at his home way back when, and over the years, moisture took over and pretty much demolished it. So I was looking to replace that with some 2x6s to a spread of 4 feet, and not sure of the wood or the nails to use to secure it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's step back a little bit. Now, from the ground to the actual level of the floor, approximately how tall is that?
38 inches.
Okay. Just for information-wise, that ramp actually should be on a 1 in 12 pitch, which means, and it's shocking when you think of that, 38 inches would equate to a ramp that needs to be 38 feet long.
Now, well, it's not that long.
Right. Well, I mean, that's when you're building one, you know, as a contractor, and it's recommended, you know, because of the, chairs being able to tilt over and things like that. But if you already have it in place there, now, now the framing under it, now, I saw the pictures here where you had plywood that looked deteriorated, but the wood under it, do you have any idea of the condition of that wood under the ramp?
Except for the one area where it's exposed. Everything else looks pretty good.
Okay. And you're thinking of using for the, are you thinking about going back with plywood, or are you thinking of using some kind of other material for the actual ramp surface?
Some other material, only because it actually employs right now with the existing plywood, 2 4x8s, tandem together. And at the entrance, you don't quite see there. It goes into an enclosed hardwood flooring that was installed, who knows when, but it was.
Uh-huh.
And it probably has 2x6s as well.
Okay. Well, the framing on it, if you're going to use plywood like that, you need to be on at least 16-inch centers. So your spacing between the framing members under it need to be 16. It should be pressure-treated wood, and all of that should be secured really, really well. And then if you use plywood on top, you would want to use treated plywood, and I would recommend 3/4-inch treated plywood.
Okay.
Or the most common type of ramp is where they use what they call a 5/4x6, which is actually a treated wood, has a radius edge on it. It's 1 inch thick and 5.5 inches wide, a very most common material used for deck surfaces these days, as well as ramps. And several things there. It's fairly inexpensive, but it also provides a little bit of traction, whether you're walking up it or in a wheelchair, a little bit of traction in going up in there, because the plywood's got to get incredibly slick sometimes when it gets wet.
I'm sure.
Yeah. One other thing that I saw recently done, and I thought it was pretty clever, is they actually used roll roofing. Now, roll roofing is a really low-cost and seldom-used roll roofing material that has a surface like asphalt shingles, but smooth. And it has just enough grit that you can put that down over it. It helps protect the wood, but also provides, it's almost like a little mat, like a little runner that you would
have. No, I know what it is.
Yes,
I'm familiar with the roll roofing there.
Okay, so it's 3 foot wide, and your deck, your ramp being 4 foot wide, gives you 6 inches on each side.
Right.
So it's kind of a nice, decent look, skid resistant, and will help protect the wood. So a couple different ways to go on that. Certainly galvanized or coated nail screws are even better on anything that's being used, and that should tighten everything up and provide a pretty safe walking space there.
Well, good. I hadn't thought about the roll roofing, though, because that does provide a better traction.
Yeah, it works great. And the homeowners that I saw using it, they kind of just happened to have some and tried it, and they said it worked perfect. So they, because they did slip and fall a couple times on some of the wet wood, since it's in a very shaded area, and the mold and mildew creates a real slick surface. So hopefully we've been able to help you with that, Thomas, and best of luck on rebuilding that ramp.
Just a quick question there.
Certainly.
I know that one of your sponsors is Home Depot there. Is that treated plywood available at Home Depot?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, at all of their stores, both 1/2 inch and 3/4. Again, I would recommend 3/4.
I appreciate that, Danny, and I still watch your shows on Sunday.
Good. Well, I appreciate that. We've got a lot of new ones coming out, and a brand new season will be coming up in September, so we appreciate you tuning in.
Thank you so much for your hints, and I really appreciate that. It really gives me a little better insight as to how to repair this. Maybe plywood is a better way to go, and it'd be quicker.
Yeah, there you go. Well, great. Glad we were able to help you on that, Thomas. And, boy, I tell you, Joe, when you're going in and out of a place like that, you see a lot of people with steps that aren't up to par.
Right.
Here's a ramp that your foot could go through. Those are pretty high-priority items to take care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he's and plywood definitely makes the best surface for rolling, you know, a wheelchair or even walking makes a lot smoother. But it's going to rot out quicker. So if he's going to use treated plywood, absolutely prime the underside.
Yes,
paint it,
yes.
Prime it, do it, or stain it, whatever you're doing to the top. So do the same to the bottom surface. Try to have it last as long as possible. And then coat the top surface. Use abrasive strips. You can buy these peel-and-stick abrasive strips. But beyond that, he's really violating the ADA code for ramps. I mean, 38, 40 inches high, that ramp would, I mean, his looked like it was only 16 feet long.
That'd
The maximum ramp slope at 1 to 12, which you recommended, which is right, 30 inches high would have to be 30 feet long.
Right, I
he's
know it.
He's almost 40 inches high.
So right,
he, like you say, he's going to be like a 40-foot ramp. So,
right, I know it. And
you know,
people
you don't
just,
want it so short and steep.
Right. Well, the thing is, and he didn't mention whether or not he was in a wheelchair or not, but if you've ever, my brother was in a wheelchair for many years, and you start going up a ramp in that chair, and it is very uncomfortable when your head starts going back a little bit like that, as if your feet's going to come up. Now, on a steep ramp like that, now he was in an electric wheelchair, so it was so darn heavy, it was not going to tip over no matter what. But in a lot of those chairs that are designed to be very, very lightweight, that's a real serious consideration in making sure that it's that long. And you know what? I built hundreds of them. And, you know, you can go out, have a landing, turn, go down, have a landing, and you can kind of make it look a little softer than just this big ramp, like a Evel Knievel
Looks
ramp.
Looks like Evel Knievel built it. Right. I was thinking the same.
So we might have to
trying to get across the canyon.
Yeah, exactly. Go across the canyon.